I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I receive through my clairvoyant vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here for you during this time of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary leap that is literally written in your DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do and I'm passionate about, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to ask a detail, one question, and have it be detailed so I could go right to the point. The first couple of minutes, though, we're going to, before we open up the phone lines, but I do want to give you the phone line number. The number to call in at is 800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And what I wanted to talk to you about as far as did a class last night that was about how to open up your intuition. And it was a two-hour teleclass, which was very exciting. And what the major part where I was working on the class, what I noticed is that out of the 2 hours, the first half hour, I talked about energy and how important it is for us to recognize ourselves as energetic beings. And so, and especially at this time of year when we're full of hustle and bustle and get just that holiday season where we're really driven to even pick up on people's chaotic energy. In the normal everyday this time of year, it's literally written in the records of the planet that we speed up because we our energies collectively creates a feeling and an imprint, a blueprint, and so we start following it. So think of that this year here where it's the time to, again, hurry up. And so as I was working with the class, a lot of people that would be kind of new to recognizing themselves as energy beings could wonder, what does that have to do with opening up your intuition? Or when I take a call, somebody could ask about, when am I going to get a new job? When is my boyfriend coming in? When is that house going to come through? And I will start talking about their second chakra and their root chakra. It's not that I am not answering your question. What I'm doing is I ask your body to show me what's blocking, what is the block from bringing in the boyfriend, bringing in for the job. So sometimes we could think that when we get the boyfriend, the job, the partner, that then we will be happy. And this is we're really waking up to that. We have to really reverse our thinking. It's be, do, have, and recognizing. So we be it. That means staying present and act like you already have the job in the partnership. And then you do stuff proactively as if you were having that partner. So you visualize, you use all your senses that the partner's there. In your car, you talk to the person. You say, hey, I'm going to the movie store. Do you like, what kind of pizza you like? And just really opening up the channels. And it could sound kind of silly, but what you're literally doing is you're opening up the sideways grids to communicate with the partner that you're literally pulling in. You're electromagnetically putting your intention out, and you're opening up those doorways of communication. The more we do that, the more we can think of a grand magnet over your head. You literally pull in the person or the job. So the more doorways that we have open with a magnetic pull to it, the faster we can manifest. So going back to as I was writing out my intuitive class, I noticed that people can sometimes get wonder, why does she talk about, but it's not only me, about this energy thing. Is she hung up on it? It's not that I'm hung up on it. I am passionate about teaching people to be empowered. I'm passionate about people recognizing that they are intuitive beings and that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience here. And the key to understanding that and to manifest the life that we are promised, it's written in our DNA, the life that we're supposed to be having, and that is of joy, of peace, and of that of mastery. And that is a birthright for every single one of us. And so if we're not experiencing that, if we're not having what you like the commercial got milk, think of this, got bliss. If we're not experiencing that bliss in every single department of our life, then it's time to go back to the drawing board, take a look at it energetically, because there within your energy field lies the key of what is blocking it to come to fruition. It is 100% guarantee answer within your energy field. And let's say we come into, I'll be reading something, somebody, and they'll be talking about, they can't get the job or the relationship. And then I see in their root chakra that half of the right side is closed down. That means the right side is all about the male energy, pulling it in and being assertive and proactive, not reactive. Reactive causes static. Static causes, think of a radio station that comes in very staticky. We want open, clear communication. So if I'm looking at somebody's right side of their first chakra and it's shut down, that means that it's harder communication there to be able to manifest it. So does that mean throw in the towel, say forget it, and just go on with it, and you're not going to have the partner or the job? No, of course not. This means that there is an energetic solution to every situation that presents itself, and by looking at it energetically, you are able to come up with the answers more. And so this is where we're encouraging you to recognize yourself as an energetic being, and we want to be of service today to really talk about blocks, talk about what's on your mind today. It gets really down to the nitty-gritty, because this whole year we're stepping into what I call the last years of last 3 years were a huge soul retrieval, and the next 3 years is a huge push for us to step into that masterful life and manifest it. So we want to be able to help you here. So, Danny, you said we got a caller.
We certainly do. Let's jump off this morning and start the morning off with Susan from Issaquah. She's got a question about finances.
All righty. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good morning, Carrie. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yes, very good.
I have a question here on my finances. I don't seem to be in such a good place, and I thought they would be in a better place, but maybe I'm just not seeing that.
Okay.
And, you know, it's all to do with career, I guess, you know, and getting a, generating more finances in a better job.
Okay. All right, Susan, what I'm seeing is are you familiar with the chakra system?
Yes.
Okay, good. When I go down to, this is a perfect call to go along with what I was just talking about.
Yes.
Because when I go down to your energy field, I go to the right side of your second chakra and your first chakra, and they're doing a, think of it as like a, they're like waving to me. Think of half of it shut down on the right side, and so it's like a cap that goes up and down, up and down. So it open, close. So when I see that, that means to think of you as yourself as under reconstruction. This first and second chakras and this root chakra and the second chakra are so important for us to ground down and keep the energy open to be able to put the signals out of what you want, okay, as far as manifesting the job. And especially the root chakra and the second chakra are all about birthing in and manifesting. So we can have our heart's desires. We can have it all planned out in our head, and it literally takes the path to manifest of going down to those chakras, and then we give birth to it, and then it comes to fruition. When I see a thing going up and forth, back and forth. And actually, I want to go back to the last 7 years with you. And also, is your father in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, because your dad comes in, he's giving you the number 777. So pay attention to that. He also wants to recognize 7th of the month. July is happy birthday, happy anniversary, and also when somebody crosses over. So what he's wrapping you up with is independence. And he's pointing to his lineage. So that means on dad's side of the family, there's residual energy that could be subconscious, that has to do with the brass rings outside of us. So that means that he got this message, that message, the grandfather got that message. And so how that would play out is that your energy field had got the message more that the, that you have to struggle, and that brass ring is right outside of you. And so you have to keep on seeking it and going after it. So what he is here to come in to help give you independence with this. And also when I see them symbolically go into a dry erase board, or think of deleting a program, think of calling in on his energy, and he brings an entourage of people. He also called out to Walter and then a Michael, or he said like or Matthew, Michael Matthew. It says that think of that you have create a lot of people around you, because there's a part of your energy that you're used to pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. So now is a time to really merge and really understand how much you're supported on the spiritual side, and also create the, he's talking about feng shui, cleaning out mentally, physically, emotionally, and especially that right side of the energy field. So he is here to support you. Also, I want to, when I see an olive branch, that means he wants to ask for forgiveness of when he could have done stuff better. We do better when we know better. So he comes in. Do you feel him around you? or know when he gets. You're a knower, so pay attention to when he pops in your head out of the blue, because your number one way you intuit information is claircognitive. So does he pop in your head every once in a while?
Yes, he does.
Okay, all right. That's how, when I would see him standing next to you, when he pops in your head, like when you're cooking or just driving, all of a sudden he pops in your head. I would, again, that means that you're picking, that's how you intuit people, is by the popping of the head. It's called claircognitive. So think of what he's coming in. He's much lighter, though, so if you were a feeler, he'd feel different than if he was here. And so it could kind of go over your head that he's standing next to you, especially since the last 7 months, but even goes into last 7 year, because he's encouraging you. You're on a 7 year cycle that you're going to make the best of it. So when they're talking about, and they're also bringing the female energy too, but think of him, an entourage of people, turning the ship around the next, and really cleaning out. He's opening doorways and literally cleaning out. I mean, physically, I have to clear out my closets. I clean rooms around. And when I do that, we should be doing this like every 4 months, as the seasons change, because we could, it brings in new energy, new opportunities, and it gets clogged air. So what he wants to do is give you more than hope. He wants to let you know that the past is the past. This July in particular is a significant turning point. July to July is a huge growth curve from you of 207, 208. Really get very clear as far as what you want to manifest, because when I'm looking into it, it's a little bit foggy. So you want to get really crystal clear. And the foggy part is the doubt of, as a little girl, thinking that any kind of thoughts that could be the ability to manifest it, it's outside of us. So what I would have as an affirmation is, I release any thoughts in any directions of space or time that has to do with anything is outside of me. I have everything inside of me. All my needs are met. And really have that affirmation go around, and it absolutely will help you over the next 7 days, 7 months, 7 weeks. And then, again, he shows me by the year, July 208, that you're totally in the driver's seat, and that means already having the new job, okay?
Oh, that would be brilliant.
That is good. Very good. And increase, and very good with your with the finances, too. So welcome them in, because a lot of times he's saying that you feel very much by yourself with this, and you keep your cards close to your chest. That means that you keep your stuff close to you. That's how you got that from him. And so this is where he's saying to work with us in a different way. All right, okay. We ought to go to break now. It's our first break, and so we'll come back in 15, couple minutes.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Celebrate Christmas with the Center for Spiritual Living at two special holiday worship events. Sunday, December 23rd at 5 p.m. is the Multicultural Holiday Family Service with Reverend Kathy Ann Lewis, plus the Children's Angel Choir at the Center for Spiritual Living's campus. Christmas Eve, come downtown to Benaroya Hall for a citywide adult Christmas service with Reverend Kathy Ann and the 100 Voice Choir of Light from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Go to spiritualliving.org. Christmas with the Center for Spiritual Living, where all faiths are welcome.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Hello, this is Douglas McQuarrie from Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company. We've been building 100% natural beds for the chemically sensitive for over 22 years. Unlike the beds of 40 years ago, mattresses today are manufactured with the increased amounts of petroleum-based foams, plastics, and a variety of volatile chemicals and fire retardants. You can, in fact, be made ill by the repeated exposure to these low-level chemicals during your sleep process. Please, 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 it's time to take responsibility for this third of your life. It's time to wake up to what you're sleeping with. Do your own research. Our website, SoaringHeart.com, is a good place to start. We have links to other companies doing exactly what we do throughout the country. Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company is located at 101 Nickerson, two blocks west of the Fremont Bridge on the Queen Anne side. Our phone number is 282-1717. And again, our website is SoaringHeart.com. Thank you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. The number here is 1-800-930-2819, and again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we're here at in Seattle at KKNW, partnering with the Dr. Pat Show, and we also want to say hello to Dr. Pat and Dr. Pat listeners. Wonderful lady Dr. Pat is. And so we're here to, talking, and it was really interesting that the first caller, the Susan, was talking about exactly what I was saying, how important it is to understand ourselves as energetic beings. So the finance question, the four major corners where people get questioned, and this is not only to me, this is around the world, is finances, career, money, then it goes over to personal relationships, that's the one-on-one relationships, and then the home and family relationships, so that's children, friends, family, coworkers, that's the home and family department to me. And then there's the you department is what I call it. So that's your own personal development, how you see yourself, how you self-esteem, self-worth, seat of the subconscious. Do you feel like you're an angel, spiritual being having that human experience, or do you feel it's the other way around? So those are the four major corners that people work through their life themes through. So we, by the more we know that, the more we are in an empowered posture saying, okay, I chose to come down here and I picked these people at the to be born through. I picked these siblings to have or not have any siblings. I even chose the, how I look as far as color of the hair down to, the thighs down to everything. So when we start really understanding that, and, sometimes when people, start studying metaphysics or open up the intuition and they hear that, they really, and sometimes it could be a bitter pill to swallow because they think, why would I not choose being an angel to be richer and born on an island and have to be the queen? Why would I not choose that? And so we come in as the angel master beings, and we come in to work on a theme. So when we're over in our mastery, the part, we don't, it's not, being born into wealth is not everyone's experience at that time. Being born into, it's not, it's more about the theme than it is about the comfort, because if we were born, it's not that wealthy people do not have life experiences. Just look at Oprah Winfrey. She's the first one to say, all the money in the world does not make you happy. So knowing that there's the four major corners that our life themes go through, we're really able to look at stuff in, at a different level, and an energetic level. And there within, again, lies the answer. So if we, like Susan, was thinking that her dad came in, who crossed over, he said that there's a generational pattern of thinking that the brass ring is outside of them. So what does that mean? That means that the whole, there was a tendency to consciously, or sometimes these patterns are very subconscious and they're very ingrained in us, is outside of us. So that means we have to struggle in that their life is just a constant struggle. It's like a brass ring, like we keep on trying to grab it and it just keeps on going away for us. And so think of when we're doing that, picture a brass ring in front of you, and that you reach for it, and there's a string on the other side, and it seems to pull. So then you reach again for it, and then you reach again. And as you're reaching for it, you're pulling yourself out of alignment. So think of you're reaching over, and so that gets your body, your energy body, out of alignment. When we're out of alignment, then we don't get the information as far as the intuitive information. We don't have we start going back to our themes, and the themes go back to, okay, things don't come to you guys. Everyone gets, you guys have to struggle and not get, have money. That's the way it is. And so we know that in our inner quietness of our soul, but that is not the truth. Nobody has more money, and nobody has more better partnership in their energy field. It's being able to access that part of us. And so that's why it is so important for us to really start, really recognize ourselves as energetic beings, have a human experience. Science has already shown that we are electromagnetic beings. So they are very much aware of this. There was a man who won the Nobel Prize in 1987 that said we are 1/1,000,000th matter, and the rest of it, we are energy. And so I was just amazed when my friend David told me about that we, as a culture, as a world, do not take that information that this guy proved, and he won an award with that. That we don't say, hey, what else is that? If we're 1/1,000,000,000th matter, what the heck else are we? And how important it is to clear off that energy, because it can block us. So, Benny, why don't we go to phone line and see what's up, okay?
Okay, sounds like a plan. Let's continue that when we come back. We're going to take now Mary from Tacoma. Looks like she's got a big health decision to make, and she's wondering if she can get a little direction on that. So, Mary, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, thank you. Hey, this decision, it could be a blessing in disguise. If we go one way, it could be a total disaster going a different way. It's so confusing. We have so much on our minds and on our plates right now. I thought, I don't know, maybe you could clear it up a little bit.
Okay, so it's a health decision?
Yes, it's somewhat, it's sort of a health decision. Gosh, I don't know how to go into it without being too personal.
All right, how about this? I will read your energy field to say what your body's telling me, and you don't have to get personal at all, okay?
Okay,
All right, are you familiar with the chakra system?
A little bit.
Okay, all right, you don't have to really know about it to understand it, but when I'm looking at the front of your body, okay, the front of your energy field, think of that. What I was talking about is that we're all energy beings. Think of, we could have EKGs, EEGs, and so science has shown that we are energy, and actually we're much more energy than we are even physical matter. So when we don't recognize that, especially Mary, because you are very empathic and very clairsentient, and you're also very clear knowing, and so those are your three top portals of intuition, or how you take in energy. You know stuff, so think about the phone rings, ring, I knew it was you. Pay attention to how much your words, your language is like, I know this, I knew this, I know, no, and you'll recognize, you'll say the word know a lot. And so that's the sign of being a clear knower. And you're also very empathic. The thing about people that are clear empathic and clear knowers have no idea about how sensitive, intuitive you are, that you're taking in information all the time. So think of your head as 1,000 watts, like you have 100 radio stations on, and that's what's offering the confusion right now, because you want 5 radio stations in your energy field to give you clear communication, not 100 that give you static, because you're so sensitive, it pulls you. Think of your a string around your heart, and you get jerked this way and this way and this way and this way, and then as you're getting jerked, you're feeling all the like you don't have any control here, and that you're at the whim of everyone else's decisions and all this other stuff. And also, it's interesting because I hear a grandmother say, here comes the judge, here comes the judge. So look at, and this is on your right side, so go back to where you could be very hard on yourself and judging on yourself, and also where I hear it's on the outside, where even when you were younger, that there could have been unfair judgment in the family of origin, and even go back on dad's side. So people could have not, my father keeps his cards very close to his chest. He's stoic, you would call him. He's very brilliant, but he's very stoic. When he was a principal, and at times he's Irish, and when he gets angry, his face turns red, right? And so there was a time when he a reporter was around for something. He instantly gets red, whether he gets even embarrassed to. He was unfairly judged. His face got red. His neck was going through because he was frustrated about this gym not being built and it wasn't safe for the kids. So it was all over the papers. So it was an unfair thing from him. So I'm using that as an example because what I'm seeing in your family, what you're here to invite to get clear out, when we have themes, like I was talking before, I can't emphasize, our themes spill over to our health, to our life, to every aspect of our life. And when we start identifying how are we wired, how we come here to learn to step into our empowerment through themes. And so as soon as we are able to identify, okay, here's a theme that we came in with, and then we're going to step beyond it. So we're going to be less judging on ourselves. You're going to get into a really good energy routine for yourself morning and through the night. And when you feel yourself out of alignment, which is very easy to know because you're stressed, you're breathing faster, you're not feeling really in the flow, and then what do when you feel out of alignment? You get use tools to get yourself back into alignment. And that is part of a practice. I cannot say that enough because that will it profoundly changes every person's life, everyone's life. It cannot not because we are, especially when you're empathic. So, Mary, this is a real part, and especially I'm seeing the maternal and paternal grandmother in particular. My paternal speaking, she comes in from a distance, so that shows me that she's been gone for a long time. She's also given you the number 333, and she wants to recognize March as significant month as somebody's birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over in a circle, and that could include your husband, a partner's father that she didn't meet. But what she's also saying is March, and so she's encouraging proaction, be proactive, not reactive, and then have the adrenals go and then not be able to see anything, and then you're walking around like you energetically have a fist in your stomach, right? Proact, that's where you're able to look at the whole situation clearly, make sure you're calm when you're looking at the situation, be it where you put your hands on your forehead so that opens up all the meridians and your oxygen doesn't go down to your limbs for fight or flight, and then it will be crystal clear what you're supposed to, the next step to take, and that's over the next 3 days, 3 minutes, 3 hours, and even after the next 3 weeks, and feeling really settled into the next 3 months. So they're there with the entourage of people to help you clear this out, and this is also having you go up to the thing in the stomach feels like a judgment and, again, a theme of betrayal. And so you're really clearing that out and really aligning yourself, and you'll be able to take that next step. And also, she's putting earmuffs on you to have you not hear or be influenced. You're very much influenced by, not influenced, sensitive about the outside people's opinions and also even the environment. You're super sensitive to that. And so this will help you not get influenced or pulled by that. So you're stopping the pulling around and really getting into having a good practice. You can, we have to go to our, the bottom of the hour, we have to go to another break, but you can email me at union1111@yahoo.com and ask me for the free energy exercise. That will really help you, Mary, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Very good. Good. You're welcome, Mary. And we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go back to our break to break time, and I'll be back taking your questions.
Hey, Benny, I'm going to buy a car this Saturday.
Oh, no, you can't do that then. I just looked at the Good Timing Guide, and there's a timeout that day.
What's the timeout?
Well, listen, every few days, there's an astrological period of time when anything you start has severe problems. You can get better results by not taking important actions right then and there. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300 to get your Good Timing Guide. Then you'll know when to act and when to wait.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of The Nourished Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5222.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire Magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire Magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to be the Master of Ceremonies at the upcoming Extraordinary People 2008, a five-part lecture series beyond words. Five nights, five extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Greg Braden, Alan Cohen, Deepak Chopra, John Holland, and Iyanla Van Zandt, all right here in Seattle. Save by purchasing the entire series and get five for the price of four. Series tickets are on sale right now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for dates, information, and to purchase your series tickets right now. Single tickets will be available for purchase on December 1st. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information and to purchase your series tickets now. Series tickets would make a delightful stocking stuffer for someone you care about this holiday season.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, your host, co-hosting with Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show. And you could reach me for private readings and classes that we're taking the show on the road all around the world. So if you're interested in sponsoring any kind of workshop, we offer several different kind of workshops. You could reach me at union1111@yahoo.com or www.carrieoconnor.com. And the phone number is 860-8587-1201. Again, 860-887-1201. And Benny, why don't we go back to the phone line?
All right, sounds like a plan. Let's run off to Lisa from, I got to make sure I get this, Scappoose, Oregon. Did I get that right?
It's Scappoose, yeah.
Scappoose. Oh, I was so close.
It's pretty close.
Well, welcome to Washington, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm planning on, in the coming year, not just a job change, but kind of also a big life change, because I find that with my work now, I don't have time to do everything. But I'm wondering if there's any direction I should go spiritually or doing anything to clear out any studying I should do that could help me on my path.
Okay, very good.
Because I'm feeling kind of stuck.
Right. You know what? The biggest thing, it's really perfect, because the first thing I was drawn to in your energy field was your heart and your thymus. And so what I see, and you're doing a lot of changes in there. So you described it perfectly of how you're experiencing it in your life. So when somebody's doing some heart changes, your heart chakra is creating and becoming a real strong altar foundation, support system for the thymus opening up, which is the thymus is located 4 inches below that indentation in our throat or right above our chest. And so that's the biggest immune system organ. But when I see that opening up in the energy field, that means to me the part of the heart, it's the unconditional love part, but it's also life purpose and what we are here to do. And so the biggest thing that you're doing, when I'm seeing the pinks and the blue, I mean the pinks, the high pinks, the blues and the purples, is that you're stepping into, as what you said, you know that this isn't just like a job change, this is a life change. So when you're intuiting, Lisa, and feeling on a very clear knowing way, and actually clear being. And clear being is like when you know something in every single fiber of your being. It's like that's beyond clairvoyance, and that's what I do a lot. It's like it comes through my body, and I just know it, and it goes beyond words how much I'm integrated with this energy. And that's what you're stepping into, is that you're saying, I'm clearing out my closets, but not in just a little way, in a huge way. You're integrating. It's like we're spiritual beings having a human experience, but a lot of times when it comes down to it, as far as a practice, we don't practice it. We practice it 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. And this is, we cannot change the truth. We are all spiritual beings having a human experience here. But what I'm seeing you're doing is upping the ante and realizing that and incorporating it through, not only in the morning and evening, but throughout the day. And as you create that habit, that is the biggest study that you can do, is to create a habit, to align yourself, to write out a simple thing. This is for everybody. Put a bubble of light around you. Pick a color. If a color pops in your head, or you know you're working with a certain chakra, let's say you're working with the heart chakra, or you're working with the throat, and it's a green-blue energy, then put that bubble of light around you in that green-blue energy. Simply putting a bubble of light around you is a very simple thing, but it profoundly helps you. It lets your energy expand and also has you get the static out. So when we recognize ourselves as energetic beings, it's really important to recognize, to get into a practice. So the practice goes back to what's uniquely, it's something we have to do that we're going to like, because if you're not drawn to it, you're not going to be drawn to do it. So recognizing what you like to do, then remembering to do it, to practice. So putting post-its, Lisa, where you brush your teeth, when you're in the shower, in the car,
No, I just said okay.
And so that is the key, because once we start practicing what it does, when we fall out of alignment, or like when my energy gets very reactive, if something comes along and I can react to it, I feel it and I have a choice. There's like a time that drops that I say, okay, am I going to fall off and get into this place of entanglement and drama, or am I going to stop and just say, I need to take a breath, and then I don't contract my energy. That is a practice. And do I do it all the time, stay in that space of not getting involved? No, it is it. But do I do it more and more, and do I stay in that posture of becoming the observer, the witness in my life? Absolutely, yes. And how? Because of practice. So practice is the biggest thing. It's just like martial arts. It's like a black belt doesn't get a black belt overnight, or a pianist doesn't get all the awards by overnight. It's our practice that makes us really take that next step. So that is the biggest thing that anyone can do, especially when what you're doing is you're committing to yourself. And so you're saying, I'm committing to myself to go up the ante and this is going to hit every single part of my life. And so what you're doing is I call it the 100-watt light bulb turning into a 1,000-watt light bulb. So that illuminates the whole energy field. It illuminates what everything is around you. It literally creates an electromagnetic pull. So what you're trying to manifest, be it job change, moving out relationship, or bringing up relationships to another level, you have more of an open communication, so it happens easier. We can really tell when we're in flow with life, when we say or we intend something, I'm going to change my jobs, and all of a sudden, within a couple of days, we hear about all these job things, that we get the big yes from the universe. We can hear it because we literally feel in flow. It seems like we walk down the street, we open the newspaper, and there's the job. Or we're at lunch, and we hear about a job thing that just seems to fall in our lap. All of that is the universe saying, yes, go for it. But a lot of times, we have so much static, we don't hear it. And so the opportunities just kind of go by. Or if we're faced it, then we go through the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Could I do this? Should I do this? And so think of what you're doing as you're making the biggest commitment to yourself to step up into your, what I call your mastery, or your being the spiritual being, having the human experience, not just every once in a while. And that in itself is a huge step in your evolutionary process, which has a profound effect for even future generations. You attune yourself, and when you're being the 1,000-watt light bulb, you're not only helping yourself, Lisa, you're helping those all around you, and that's your inner circle, and it goes out to the universe to help other people. And of course, when we do this, there's always the flow and ebb and flow of life that we get back from that. So when we put out that intention, we get that support back. And so it's a huge step, and it's really what I'm seeing is very shamanic, and really you've had many lifetimes of being connected to shamanism. So doing anything like smudging or grounding or anything that has to do with shamanism or totem, animal totem, that could really resonate with you, because it really helps you ground in the new energies. And also you have a natural ability with like aromatherapy and herbs, and so pay attention to things just popping in your head, like different aromatherapies just kind of popping in your head. That's your a sign for you that you're reconnecting into gifts that you have, and that is another sign that we're in flow with life, because all of a sudden we'll have things just pop in our head, as far as somebody says they have a stomach ache, and then you say, ginger is really good for that, ginger root, or you didn't study it, all of a sudden it pops in your head. So this is the when we become in spirit, we have access to all that information, and so that is out there. We just, again, are creating the roadways to have access to it, but also getting rid of the static, so we have get out of our own head of the static that the mental body does. The mental body likes to create a lot of static. So keep up the good work. Have it. The practice is the biggest part. Put post-its wherever you are. Do something that really resonates with you. There's a lot of simple ones, and I keep on seeing that Ted Andrews has an animal speak, a book called Animal Speak, and getting into animals as a call in to work with their medicine is really good for you right now, because it really grounds you. Okay?
Okay, and I wanted to thank you, too. I spoke to you a few months back about trying to connect with my birth mother, who had just passed away before I found her, and you were absolutely dead on about how I ended up learning about her and everything.
Wonderful.
You were dead on when we spoke before.
Wonderful.
So thank you very much.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Thank you for that confirmation, and I'm so glad you were able to do this, because that really comes into, Lisa, giving you the energy to go to make this next step. So good for you that you are taking the next step. So that's wonderful. That's the shaman that breaks the generational pattern, seven generations before, seven generations after. So good for you. Good job. And have a happy holiday.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. So we're going to have to go up to another break. Before we go there, I want to give out some information. Before we go to the last break of the day, you are listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on KKNW. We're co-partnering here with Dr. Pat. And you could reach me at www.carrieoconnor.com. That's www.carrieoconnor.com. And our email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And our phone number is 860-887-1201. Again, 860-887-1201. Offering private sessions, phone and in person, from all around the world, and also all different kind of classes. So we always have some new and upcoming events up on the website. So it's really good to check in to see what we're doing. Really excited about this mentoring program that we're starting at the beginning of the year, where it's an intensive 6-month period where it doesn't matter where you are, we are doing a real, for those people that want to take that next step and a committed job where we're working kind of like in as a student. It's a small group, and it's, again, it requires commitment, because there will be homework, and it's a part of your development. So you can answer all those questions if you have any questions about that by contacting us. And we're going to go to the last break of the day and coming back to the phones.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send, saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message has been brought to you by Equal Exchange. For more information, visit equalexchange.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our maximized living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet. Aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available complements of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to NewSpiritJournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit NewSpiritJournal.com.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message brought to you by Cafe Ladro. Visit CafeLadro.com. That's CafeLadro.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I will be with you to the top of the hour. And the phone number here, the lines are open. You could reach us at 1-800-930-2819. And again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And also to contact me, you could reach me at www.carrieoconnor.com. That's K-E-R-R-I-E-O-C-O-N-N-O-R. .com, and the email is union1111@yahoo.com, and that's the best way to connect with us to see what's happening and going on. And as I said before with the break, and what I've noticed with a lot of people, what my guides are calling next year is the year of infinite possibilities. And so a lot of the people are asking me, I do my yearly predictions of what's going on in the year 2008. And when my guide started talking about the masters with infinite possibilities, it's like, what does that mean? That means that it's the angel with infinite possibilities, that we are really being encouraged to take that next step, go up to that next level. And also what I noticed is that a lot of people are ready to do it. They're feeling a rebirthing. A lot of people are feeling it in a way that something's got to give. They could be feeling it in a way that it doesn't feel too empowering at first. It could be really feeling, think of when you give birth. It's you have contractions, and I had two children, and to be honest, it hurts. And so it's just sometimes as far as with the rebirthing process, we are releasing some residual energy patterns that that can bring us to a part where we feel like we're all in flow one day, and the next day we could really be feeling kind of thrown. I really have noticed a lot of clients talk about that, because what we're doing is we're releasing that residual energy that goes back to ancient times. And if that doesn't resonate with you or you don't understand that, just think of that our energy field, our bodies, our souls record every single experience we experience since the moment we are born. And so think of it put simply, is that it's an expanding part where we feel great, that means love, or it's a reactive part where our energy contracts, and that means fear. And so what we're doing is we're releasing those fear places. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the line and see what's up with the next caller?
All right, sounds like a plan. This will probably be our last call for the day. Let's go off with Linda to Woodinville, Washington. Looks like she's got an issue with a back issue, so a health issue, a long-term, actually. So let's see what we can do for her.
All righty. Hi, Linda. Yeah. How are you?
Hi, Carrie. Good. Yeah, good. I've been struggling for a long time with chronic pain in my neck and the whole right side of my spine.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if you have any input on that.
Yeah. Whenever anybody says to me, back, neck, in pain, I that one is really close to my heart because they refer it to the O'Connor back, and so we were born with a degenerative pattern in the O'Connor back that our backs are usually biologically older than our biological age. And so I absolutely understand and have compassion with that. But also, I also have been on the other side, Linda, of the fence or the bridge of what it means to really help release some pain in my back. And so the neck represents looking straight ahead, Linda, so in being able to look straight ahead. And so when we feel like stuck in that, there's the back supports us, right? And so in the right side is about the male energy, okay? And so when I hear somebody having right back pain, right side, and especially with neck, it says so many things to me, especially part of your energy and the patterns. Think about generational patterns. What I'm seeing with yours is that you carry a lot of people on your back, Linda. You have a natural teacher, helper, healer energy field, and you're used to carrying people on your back. And so you've had to pull yourself up by your bootstraps very young. You weren't born princess on a pea pod, right? And so you had to at a very young age kind of pull yourself up by the bootstraps. And so that gets tiring and wearing and tearing on our back. And also, as far as with the neck part, where I'm seeing as a maternal grandmother coming in, and I see her like terrified with her eyes open and like a scream. And so when I see that, don't think of it as think of it that she's doing that as where she suppressed anger. Think of where she would want to want to really get out what she's feeling really suppressed, being taught to be quiet, even not recognized as far as how smart she is, and then frustration, that kind of thing. And so that comes on mom's side of the energy fields, and then on dad's side, there's a part of where I just keep on seeing long chains being on the back. So think of when we were talking earlier that we are one billionth physical body, and all the rest of that is energy, and we work with on an energy component. The more you work with your energy field, the more you can clear that out. And so vitamin D, your vitamin D is really low. You should be 50 yep. million units and above, and vitamin D is profound, not only in back and bone, but also in a whole bunch of slew of things. So you're very empathic. So do you have a daily practice as far as an energy practice that you work with?
Linda? Yes, I'm trying to form more of a pattern, but yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, so think of that it would be so important for you to do that. So think of that part of the practice I really recommend you to get the exercises, the free exercises that I offer, because they're one part of them has a lot of, they're called crossover movements. So when somebody's in a chronic state of it's called a homolateral pattern. So it's like a stalled engine. So you can do stuff by even doing scissors with your arms and hands. You know when kids watch TV and they flip their hands and it's like a scissor hand movement? By having your left and right hands cross over on the midline and your legs, you are making crossover movements which help create grids in your body to help you get out of that pattern of the stalled engine. So there's stuff that you can do that builds up upon it, because I was told, Linda, 10 years ago now, good God, that that a guy looked at, and he was one of the most renowned back specialists in the world, and he looked at my x-ray, and he said, bad, as far as discs. So he pointed to every single one, bad, and I was just sitting there saying, oh, my God, I can't believe he's saying this, and then he's like, herniated, tear, and so what that came down to is that first he fills me in with all this information. So what I did, I said, you know what, I'm not going to hear that I am, this is my diagnosis, so I said, thank you very much, and so in that, like, he's like, then there's really nothing you could do. I was determined to show myself that, yes, there is. And so looking at it energetically, anybody that I was carrying around, either because I felt I had to, because they were my spouse, they were my kids, I energetically stopped. I let them hold their own weight. And part of that was, even a natural teacher, helper, healer, is like, I will help you. I will carry you. So really the pivotal key point is to get into your body, really is looking for minerals and supplements. Vitamin D is key in the spirit. Really look at, talk to that maternal grandmother of what you, the terror of what to look ahead, and really say, I'm releasing from any old patterns that have to do with carrying people on my back and carrying people weighted, or old patterns, simply like that, Linda. I am releasing from old patterns. Really get proactive with it. You can turn this around and really really feel like you're in the driver's seat. The right side is the male energy, so part of that terror from the mom side is like it's a scary place out there. So we have to wrap up this evening, but I really encourage you to email me, and I'll give you some more hints, okay, because I've been there, but you could be really at a turning point right now, okay?
And, all right, thank you very much.
And don't claim it as, I am a back-injured person. You are a soul that's healing. And so with that, I am Carrie O'Connor, and part of the partnering up with the Dr. Pat Show. And until next week, may you align with the divine.